Here's another immigration story out of Boston. This one involves some folks who are involved in a struggle not far from our own studios. They're dining hall workers at Harvard University, and they're on strike asking for better pay and benefits. The World's Matthew Bell met some of them earlier today.
We've got to keep the line moving, all right? Let's get the line back up. Sound good? See you on off.
Union organizer Kelly McGuire switches from English to Spanish when he speaks to the group of striking workers outside of the Harvard Business School. Negotiations between Harvard and the Dining Hall Workers Union have been going on 5 months now, but 2 weeks ago, more than 700 workers walked off the job. Now, there are scenes like this every morning in several places around Harvard.
Who gets it?
John is down.
Who gets it?
The union reckons about half of the dining hall workers are immigrants. One of them is Dora Gladys Romero. She's 55, born in El Salvador. She's been working for dining services at Harvard Business School for a dozen years. Romero says she was hesitant at first about going on strike.
Because you get scared. You don't know what we're walking into, you know.
And what were you thinking?
We might not get what we want, like, we might lose our jobs, too.
Romero says she came to the U.S. 40 years ago. She's raised 5 kids here. They're all grown up now, so it's just her and her husband, and they both rely on the health care benefits she gets from her job as a server. Romero says she loves her job. She wants to keep working for Harvard. It's just that Boston is an expensive place to live, starting with housing.
We have to pay mortgages. Like, I'm paying $2,600. A month. You think $20 an hour is enough? For me, it's not enough. For people who have to send the kids to the babysitters, to daycares, to colleges, to universities, how can we do that?
Romero was among a small group of women arrested last week for blocking traffic in Harvard Square. Both she and co-worker Annie Montoya say they had never done anything like that before. Montoya says they were nervous about committing an act of civil disobedience.
It was scary, of course. Nobody wants to be in that kind of problems. But I didn't feel alone. So I feel that I could do it, and I did. And if it's the only way, obviously it's no violence. We are no criminals. We're just speaking up.
All the charges against Montoya and Romero were dropped, but they'll still have an arrest record. Harvard says it's ready to talk with the workers' union to find what it calls a fair and reasonable resolution. University officials also say dining hall workers already receive highly competitive salaries. Antoine Gabriel Borgol agrees that Harvard's a great place to work. He was born in Aleppo, Syria. Borgol is 70. He's been serving food at the business school for 28 years, and he says he still believes strongly in the Harvard brand.
As a union worker, you are proud to be working with this institution to build a better society and a better world. But also I believe that Harvard is directed by human beings, and they can do a lot of time bad judgment.
Borgol told me that he decided to go on strike when Harvard tried to push more health costs onto workers. He says the university's not being reasonable. And so, for now, he'll continue to show up every morning on the picket line. Borgol also told me he's refusing to take the strike pay offered by the union. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.